This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After Hurricane Ian demolished large parts of Florida, and 2 weeks after Fiona ripped apart Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, both as Category 4 storms, would you believe the National Hurricane Center is tracking two more developing what they're calling disturbances? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney back for my own fight and evacuation against Ian. Luckily, my family, which was going to be right in the center of this, and sadly, while we were lucky and it missed us, it went south and hit Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, and Lee County, and so many other areas, Port Charlotte, Arcadia, Florida, Orlando, swamped with water. It was just so sad to see what Ian did. And this is the beginning of the fight over Ian, because what will happen is, now that you've got 1,100 people, 4,000 is some of the estimates, but I know for sure at least 1,100 people were rescued from one part of the Southwest and Central Florida. You've got all these rescues. You've got, more than 68 people who are confirmed dead. You have people that feel lucky enough to be alive. You have power out still as of Sunday evening for homes, businesses, and other customers in Florida. People don't have clean tap water. There are boil advisories in place around the state. And it's now unrecognizable, some of these beautiful parts of Florida. Southwest coastal cities like Fort Myers and Naples, where some neighborhoods were just annihilated. People flying in to try to get to their places. People who saved all their pennies and sold their homes in the Midwest and the South and other places to come to Florida, because so many people were pouring into Florida during the pandemic especially. But always it's been a hot spot for people to retire, people to get there before they retire because they spent time vacationing there, whatever the reason. And then just Floridians, people who grew up in Florida. So Hurricane Ian really did a number on so many. It's going to be the costliest ever storm for the great state of Florida. There's no question about that. But while there are bodies sadly still being found, many people drown where they were in cars, or they're finding people bodies on the beach and in trailers or boats or in houses huddled somewhere, because it's still at that point, just a handful of days after the storm hit. There are questions about evacuation and why people didn't evacuate, or what is it about hunkering down. And there was a CNN reporter who challenged Governor Ron DeSantis about evacuating and about people not getting the message in Southwest Florida, and here's what he said about that.
Lee County's decision to not have that mandatory evacuation until the day before the storm.
Well, where was your industry stationed when the storm hit? Were you guys in Lee County? No, you were in Tampa. So that's, they were following the weather track, and they had to make decisions based on that. But, 72 hours, they weren't even in the cone. 48 hours, they were on the periphery. So you got to make the decisions the best you can. I will say, they delivered the message to people. They had shelters open. Everybody had adequate opportunity to at least get to a shelter within the county. But, a lot of the residents did not, did not want to do that. I think for various reasons, some people just don't want to leave their home, period. They're island people, whatever. But I think part of it was so much attention was paid to Tampa that I think a lot of them probably thought that they wouldn't get the worst of it. So, you know, they, but they did. And I think it's easy to second guess them, but they were ready for the whole time and made that call when there was justifiable to do so.
Some of their neighboring counties, though, did have mandatory evacuations before Tuesday.
Well, right, but our neighboring, I mean, if you look at, like, Tuesday morning, they had moved the track down model, started showing it going to, like, Sarasota, you know, so that's they did that. I was in Sarasota that day with them when they were expanding some of their evacuations. You know, Charlotte, I think, did the same thing either Monday night or Tuesday morning. So, you know, but don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. advisory, it was going to go to Taylor County in North Florida. And so, you know, at some point, you got to look to see kind of where this thing is going. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think that it's easy to say in hindsight, you know, we had most of our supply station in the Tampa Bay area. As that track moved, we shifted our response further south.
All right, so there were people that evacuated. There were people that didn't in my neighborhood because we were supposed to take the direct hit for the Tampa-St. Pete area. I decided that it was safest for my family to evacuate. Some of my neighbors evacuated. Some stayed, and they were kind enough to walk through the house, take pictures, all that, so we knew exactly what was going on. I evacuated to Orlando where they had a severe flood event, catastrophic. Luckily, in the area where we were, there was directly next to us was massively flooded. But in the particular area, in the little tiny square where we were in the hotel, etc., we were safer. And we still got the winds, and we still got massively hammered by what was happening there, but our cars didn't float away because in the parking lot next to us, just right next to us, they were getting flooded. And people were getting trapped and stuck and all of that. So ultimately, Hurricane Ian, Florida's a big tourism place, will probably cost the tourism industry $7 billion. It's going to be a big hit because, you know, you won't be able to do, first of all, even the theme parks were closed for several days. But you look at Fort Myers, you look at Sanibel Island, you look at some of those beautiful coastal areas where people come and vacation, and that won't happen. This is almost the height of some of the winter vacationing time that happens, and will they be able to go to the same places they did? Somebody said to me today, I asked, well, how can I help? Well, tell everyone you know to book their plans for 2023 to come and spend it in Florida because the people will need it to prop them back up. The next part of this is, and the big part of this is, how will Hurricane Ian impact home insurance costs in Florida? When you look at the estimated damage to be, have caused as much as $47 billion in insured losses, it will be the biggest storm. It will be the costliest storm ever, is what I would say. Fifth biggest in the nation to ever hit the nation, but it'll be the costliest storm ever in Florida. Here's what Governor DeSantis had to say about insurance and insurance claims.
So far, 87,000 people have registered for FEMA. Make sure you take evidence of the damage to your home. If you had flood damage and you have a policy under the National Flood Insurance Program, take pictures of the water line. Hopefully you took pictures when the water was still in there. That will help grease the skids for you to be able to submit your claims and be made whole as soon as humanly possible. We're looking, and we'll have an announcement very soon, to have disaster recovery centers set up, certainly in Lee County and in Charlotte and likely in many other counties. And as part of that effort, you can go. You don't need to go in for FEMA. You can do a lot of this online. But if you have questions, if you're not getting what you need, there'll be the people there to assist you. We'll also have folks from the state of Florida there.
First,
and then Jimmy Petrona.
Where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113, that's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.
Women are invited into the cave, too, as well. I know there are a lot of females that listen to the show that are big NFL fans. By the way, apologize. There was this thing called Ian, so we had no nail the score last Tuesday, but we will, of course, this Tuesday in our first hour final segment. It's a whole lot of fun. Maybe you'll win and have bragging rights and win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is call in or send me an email during that time when I announce the game of the week. You just need what team wins and what's the final score. How easy is that? It's so easy. All right, Monday Night Football is still left. That's the Rams and the 49ers. But it all started on Sunday with the Vikings and the Saints. The Vikings beat the Saints 28-25. What's so crazy? It was a crazy game. I love these early games, I have to say that. But there were some highlights and there were some definite lowlights in this. I'll just sum it up this way because we don't have a lot of time. Kirk Cousins had 25 of 38 passes for 273 yards and a touchdown and an interception. But despite the Saints arriving early in the week, they were trying to acclimate the time difference. It kind of worked for them. I mean, the Saints were down to their backup quarterback, Andy Dalton. He had a couple of scoring drives. You know, at one point, they had the lead 22-19, but it matters who wins. And so the Saints had the chance with a kick, and a kick is just a kick unless it misses. And so this was a kick that missed. Boing, boing, two hits. You hit the uprights in two different spots, and that's it. And it didn't happen for them. So it happened for the Vikings instead, and that's a big win for them, because the Vikings are now 3-1. The Saints are the complete opposite. They're 1-3. So the Vikings hung on for that win. How about the Bills? The Bills were losing in the beginning of this game. I was like, whoa, the Ravens. I mean, I knew this was going to be good. I thought this was going to be a close game. But I like Josh Allen. I love his moxie, but Lamar Jackson's no slouch either. The Bills won it 23-20. I can't go deeper into the highlights, but in the end, they came through with what? The kick is still the kick. The kickers matter. Kickers matter, right? I mean, Buffalo screwed up. They had a couple of opportunities to score where they just completely blew it. Lamar Jackson had a scramble a couple of different times, but he did and made a few things happen. And in the end, Allen throws for 213 yards and a touchdown with that interception. And Jackson threw for 144 yards. That's a big difference there. And a touchdown, had two interceptions. So the quarterback lore didn't really live up to its hype so much. Defense was such a big part of this for sure. And again, you know, at the tail end of this game, when you need it the most, and it happens, you get the guy with the leg, and the guy with the leg made it happen. So ultimately, they pick up the win, and that's a big win for the Bills, because they're 3-1. The Ravens are 2-2, so they win on a field goal after one of those costly Lamar Jackson interceptions. The Chargers beat the Texans 34-24. The Cardinals, where are my Arizona fans? They're 2-2. They knocked off the Panthers 26-16. Kyler Murray looked pretty good in this one. A couple of touchdowns, passed for 207 yards. In the end, the defense also kept him in this one. The Packers, with Mason Crosby drilling the game winner, the field goal for the Packers with time expiring in overtime, they beat the Patriots. But boy, there was some sloppy play in this. 27-24. Rodgers did pass for 251 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and they are now 3-1. The Raiders. How about the Raiders? They beat the Broncos to pick up their first win. 32-23. It was really their defense that capitalized on a key fumble, and they had one of those scoop and score touchdowns, and the Raiders won it. The Chiefs and the Buccaneers on the Sunday night game was interesting, because you think of Pat Mahomes losing in Tampa at the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, the big embrace at the end when he says, "You're a legend, man." And the admiration Mahomes has for a guy like Brady, watching him play all those years before he was, even playing very much football as a young boy. So the Chiefs are 3-1 with that. And Tom Brady and the offense finally got going, but there were too many miscues to make it at the end, where there was enough time that Tom Brady could pull off one of his phenomenal comebacks. So that did not happen in that game. And like I said, Mahomes threw for three touchdowns. So the Chiefs overwhelmed the Buccaneers, who had to practice in Miami because of the whole hurricane situation. A couple of other ones of note. The Jets beat the Steelers 24-20. I know Jets fans were excited, so they're 2-2. So how about Zach Wilson? Don't count him out, right? 252 passing yards and a touchdown. The Eagles, they're undefeated. How about that applause for the Philadelphia Eagles, the undefeated team in the NFL? Jalen Hurts, not putting up sexy numbers. He did throw an interception, but getting the job done, 204 yards. The Eagles beat Jacksonville 29-21. But what was interesting is if you first turned this game, it was massive rain. My cousin was at the game and said no matter what you were wearing, it was awful. They left at halftime. They are diehard Eagle fans that I was shocked that they even left. But Jacksonville was leading in the very beginning of this 14-0. And so the Eagles put up 20 points in the second quarter. Giants fans are excited. It's making the NFC East pretty interesting. Giants beat the Bears 20-12. So, you know, I have such belief in Saquon Barkley and their running game. He, to me, is obviously the key cog there. But a muffed punt led to a big Giants score, so that was part of it. Yeah, the Titans, I can't figure this team out at all. They beat the Colts 24-17. A lot of miscues and problems for the Colts. So they pick up the win, and the Colts are 1-2-1, by the way. Seahawks beat the Lions 48-45. Goff played a pretty good game, almost passing for 380 yards and four touchdowns, but it wasn't enough. I mean, this is all about the offense. Seahawks win it, like I said, 48-45. The Cowboys, wow, Cooper Rush, you could almost put an applause for him. Backup quarterback, every game he's gone in, four wins. He is going to buy himself a ticket to a team somewhere, unless the Cowboys ante up eventually down the line, because someone's going to want him as a starter the way he's playing. We'll see what happens when they take on the Rams next week and whether or not Dak Prescott is back. But the Cowboys beat Washington 25-10, so a nice pickup for them. The Falcons beat the Browns 23-20. Both of those teams are now 2-2. And, gosh, the Browns, it seems like every time I watch them, they're the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, where are you going with this, right? And the Falcons in the beginning of the game had 10 points up on the Browns to their big donut, and then they came back with 10 points, and they ended up at 10 apiece by the time they were at the halfway point. So an interesting game in a way in Atlanta. The Bengals beat the Dolphins, as we know, on Thursday night. Worth repeating since I was evacuated because of the hurricane, but 27-15. What's interesting is what's going to happen with Tua, who was carted off after that. There's so much controversy over why he was in the game in the first place after having a concussion just a handful of days before. Pay attention to what's happening here, and we're going to talk about that more in the upcoming days on the show. It was very scary when he went down on the field. Very, 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 very scary. That's it for the Man Cave.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A London coroner has ruled the 14-year-old girl's 2017 death a suicide, resulting from harmful social media posts. The ruling came Friday at the conclusion of an inquest or a judicial inquiry into Molly Russell's death 5 years ago, according to the Molly Rose Foundation, established in the 14-year-old's memory to prevent suicide among people under 25. Authorities in Arizona released body camera footage showing a suspect in Tucson pointing a handgun at a police dog's head before the suspect was fatally shot by officers. Police, get down! Police, get down! Tucson police SWAT officers were heard yelling at suspect Francisco Javier Galazara, 49, on August 25th outside of Circle K. The SWAT team had been surveilling Galazara due to felony arrest warrants connected to a home invasion and bank robbery. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Mario Cartaya joins us. His book is called Journey Back into the Vault, In Search of My Faded Cuban Childhood Footprints. Boy, we've been talking about Cuba a lot lately. His book is so, so powerful, and he's just led such an interesting life. Mario, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having you on your show. It's really an honor.
So tell me about going back into the vault and pulling this all together. What was that journey like for you?
I went back to Cuba trying to find my childhood. It got to the point that in my architectural career, I received so many honors and so many wonderful things, but there was always a little nagging feeling, and I finally realized it, that what was missing is me trying to understand how I got from there to here, how I got from, you know, my life as a child to being the kind of architect that I became, and the kind of rewards that I was getting, and watching Obama, President Obama, when he traveled to Cuba in 2016, and watching him start his speech to the Cuban and American people, quoting Cuban patriot Jose Martí's humane offering of peace and friendship to friends and enemy alike during the Civil War against Spain 150 years ago, got to me. begun to think if an American president can go to Cuba and offer peace and friendship and a new beginning, why can't I? And that's when I made my decision to finally go back and try to find my roots. What I realized after it was all over is that I went trying to find out who I was. And what I discovered is that all those memories were within me. Just that the stimulus brought me back into a vault I never knew existed, that I had built inside myself to protect me from all of the pain and the hardships and the fears of having to leave a country in 1960 and starting a new life in a new country as a 9-year-old boy, having to remake your identity, having to remake yourself into an American.
Wow, and I'm just, you know, thinking about this, and I'm sure other people are too, as well. As you said, the pain, the hardship, the fears, and just burying all of that. You did have outrageous success in the and still do in the United States, you know, where you took that course of being an architect and focused so much on that. Do you think, in a way, though, those Cuban roots were flourishing inside you and were also helping you with what you were doing as your profession, in your life, what your life's work was?
Absolutely. I've watched the last 60 years, and 60 is a word you say real quick, but when you think of what 60 years is, it's quite a long time. But I've watched the last 60 years how my life developed, and I thank my father and mother for making the decision to bring us here. I retired from my architectural practice in April of this year. I had already started to write Journey Back into the Vault, and I'm now writing my second book, and I hope to write a trilogy by the time that it's all done. But at my retirement party, I said that every design I have ever done, every success I have ever experienced, every reward that has been given to me, and for those who are listening out there, I am that very fortunate American whose life, whose success, whose national and international awards that he received was read into the House of Representatives, forever becoming a part of the congressional record of the United States, and saved into the Library of Congress. It's a tremendous honor, right? But I talked about that in my retirement as well. And I said that that as well has always been because of my dedication to proving my parents right in coming to this country. They took a huge gamble, and they left behind everything they knew, the family, the house, our possessions, our friends, our past, our identity, our language, our culture. They left all that behind. They came here so that their son could grow up in a free society and be able to succeed with the opportunities that America gives you. So, yes, I think that part of my immigration into the United States and what my parents did for me has always propelled me.
What do you think people don't know about Cuba? What would you like them to know, especially since you journeyed back?
Well, the Cuba of 1960, which is the Cuba that I had to leave, was a Cuba in tremendous chaos. A new revolution had just succeeded, and the revolutionaries that took over were extremely cruel. we had to leave because my dad was warned that his future safety in the island was no longer guaranteed, right? When I went back with all that trauma of why we had to leave. I mean, the infamous Che Guevara held a gun to my father's head while he told him that. And that's because he would not give him his accounting ledgers, but the properties of his American clients. My dad was an accountant, and he did all the accounting for American companies like Frigidaire and Sylvania and General Electric, Emerson, and others. And in those ledgers, he had all the properties that he owned throughout the island. And Castro wanted to know where they were. He named Guevara as the head of the Cuban bank in charge of the confiscation of American properties. And when they came to my father's office for him to give him that information, my father said no. But you didn't say no to Che Guevara back then. And he was placed in detention. And that's when they brought it. They brought him to Guevara. And Guevara, in a fit of rage, put a gun to his head and said, "You better give me those ledgers." And my father did comply.
Wow.
He had two small kids, including me, and he did comply, right?
Yeah.
But those are things that I remember.
Wow.
When they happened.
Wow.
And all the fear in my house. And is my dad alive? Is he not alive? That was Cuba in 1960. That's not Cuba today. When I went back, what I realized is that the government, even though it is not a democratic government, is much more hands-off than they used to be, right? But the people, that's where the beauty of Cuba is, in its people. The people have had to survive in a country that is in itself a vault, a country where they've had nothing but economic problems. It's hard to sometimes find food. It's hard to find building supplies. It's hard to live. They have a word. When you say good morning, how are you doing? The answer that you get from the majority of Cubans is surviving. It's what they get up every morning trying to do, is to find food for that day. So they've learned to help each other. They've learned to assist each other, and they live like a community. And I was accepted as a returning Cuban American, as if I was just one of them. After all those years, you have to understand, I left in 1960. I did not go back for 56 years. So I had no idea what I was going to find. And what I found was a country of beautiful, helpful people that would help you because they wanted to bond with you, still with a government that was a dictatorship.
Wow. Says it all. Mario Cartea, thank you so much again. In Search of My Faded Cuban Childhood Footprints, Journey Back into the Vault. Thanks for joining us on the show. You can pick up the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
You're very welcome.
Seriously, this story is fascinating to me. He takes you back, like he said. What was it like? Just imagine, as he says in his book, the turbulent winds of change that went over Cuba in 1959 and the decision that his family had to make in coming to the United States. Very, very well done. Get this book. It's terrific.
The the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Conversations I love to have when there's someone who's done something incredibly significant in history, and for some reason people or a lot of people don't know who that person is, and that would be Matilda Jocelyn Gage. Joining us now is Susan Savion, who's written this book, Quoting Matilda, The Words and History of a Forgotten Suffragist. Susan, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Matilda. How did Matilda get lost in the movement when she was so important?
Well, that goes right to the thing that's not often talked about. It is in the book somewhat, but she was very progressive for her time, way ahead of everything. She had delved into lots of information and history and knew how things had gone for centuries. She was with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton working together for over 40 years together. They wrote the history, the first three volumes of the history of women's suffrage together. But when Susan B. Anthony wanted to go with American Suffrage Association, thinking that they would increase numbers and then get the vote, Matilda was obsessed with that because her main thing is separation of church and state. And they kind of kicked her to the curb at that point because that was not what the American group wanted to do. They wanted to, for instance, have Christ as the head of the U.S. government. So that's what kicked her out of history for a long time and broke with Anthony and others for a while, starting her own more liberal organization, which didn't last very long. But they did so many wonderful things together for so many years, and they eventually came together at the end.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things. And we won't give away everything, but you talk about it heavily in your book. What were some of the things that they fought for?
Oh, there's quite a few things. Besides getting the right to vote, which was Anthony's main goal, you know, suffragist. But they also had lots of other issues that Matilda knew and cared about, and also was trying to improve that part. And that's that they should be on a par with men as regards to property and education. And then if women were to be taxed, they should also have representation. Married women should have the right of making wills, collecting wages for work, entering business outside the household with the proceeds belonging entirely to her. And mothers should also have the right to child custody. And a lot of these issues eventually came to pass, but in some states, it took much longer.
Yeah. What was the most surprising thing that you found out, and you talk about in the book, quoting Matilda? What was the most surprising thing you found out about Matilda that you didn't know until you dug a little bit further?
I knew pretty much about it because I did a volunteer at the Gage Foundation for many years and would use some of the information about Matilda when I was teaching full time, teaching my students about her. But the parts where her marriage, most of the strong suffragists didn't have great marriages. In Matilda's case, her husband, Henry, supported her all along. But she was the strong one in the family, and the strong-willed one. She kind of ran things. So I'm learning more about her temperament.
Yeah, that's interesting how supportive he was. What was it, and you said, you know, you're doing work with the Gage Foundation and then teaching and talking about Matilda. What made you decide you were going to write this book? What was the motivation?
I was a reading specialist when I was teaching, and I would use quotes to start the day, and I'd have the students write them down. Later on, I decided to make books out of them, and so I got four books published that are teacher resource books. And the setup for that was what we call DINs, Do It Now, a paper for the students as soon as they come into the classroom to pick this up and start working on it. And it would be a quote, mostly by famous people, followed by a brief biography of the author of the quote, and then some interactive activities to write about with literature. And from that, I got these four books published, but they used a lot of my quotes, but a lot that they did not use. And there was only one page with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton on the same page. So I decided I'm going to write a book of quotes just for women. And I wanted to ask people about quotes locally as well. Sally Roche Wagner, Dr. Wagner, is the one who discovered Matilda, and she was in South Dakota, and she eventually changed her whole lifestyle to become more of a historian, because she was the first woman who had a doctorate in women's studies. And she met this woman at an event in South Dakota who said she had a great aunt that was a suffragist. And Sally's saying, I'm supposed to be the expert on this stuff, and I've never heard of her. the woman led to their house where there was a room full of diaries and letters and all kinds of stuff. So Sally moved, came to Syracuse to find the house where she lived. Eventually, with the help of Gloria Steinem and lots of people in the community donating to buy the house and renovate it. And now each room in the house is representative of the different five parts that they use the house about. The Underground Railroad room, the Haudenosaunee room. Haudenosaunee is better known as the Iroquois, but they call themselves the Haudenosaunee people of the Longhouse. And the parlor where the Oz room, because her son-in-law and her youngest daughter, Maud, got married in the parlor in that room, so they made it the Oz house. And Matilda had been telling L. Frank Baum all along, you should be writing down these stories that you're telling the kids. So that's what made me want to have just a book all for Matilda herself, because she had so much to say.
Boy, no kidding. And that reference, her son-in-law, L. Frank Baum, he's the author of, as you said it, The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
14 Oz books.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, so she had a big influence there. And, of course...
She did. She actually, Glinda the Good Witch was sort of based on her, and a lot of her influences were put into these books. By the second book, the women are running Oz.
That's right. And people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that because The Wizard of Oz became so huge. It's just exploded. But all those other books were so interesting and an influence there. That's wild how they set that all up. Do you have a favorite quote from Matilda?
There's so many, but I have a few to mention, I guess. Some of them are longer than others, but... she was instrumental in a Civil War flag presentation in Fayetteville when these soldiers were marching off to war. And this is one of those quotes. Until liberty is attained, the broadest, the deepest, the highest liberty for all, not one set alone, one clique alone, but for men and women, black and white, Irish, Germans, Americans, and Negroes, there can be no permanent peace. And there's a short one that says, we must not forget that this country owes its birth to disobedience to law. and that got several
give
more.
Give us one more. Give us one more.
Okay. Protest, petition, write, speak, use all your powers and free yourselves and your daughters from the slavery you are under. For women are neither more nor less than slaves. If you do not thus work, you are criminals in the sight of your Maker.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, quoting Matilda, the words and history of a forgotten suffragist. Susan Savion, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.